listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today, we get to share a wonderful story of a program that's continuing to grow and take a new name at Concordia University, Wisconsin. I'm excited about sharing this story. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for your support of The Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, Professor Kelly Osowski. She's the director of HESED, the transition program at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Also joining us, Kathy Lovelace. She's a parent of Noah, a current student at Concordia University, Wisconsin in the HESED program. Kathy, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So Kathy, let's start with you and your story. When did you first learn that your son may have a disability?
Well, we learned that Noah had Down syndrome at the time of his birth. As some of your listeners may know, Down syndrome is also known as trisomy 21, and that's a genetic condition that occurs when a person has an extra copy of chromosome 21. So this is a genetic disorder, and it causes a wide array of physical changes along with intellectual disabilities. And some people, you know, there's prenatal testing that can be done to determine whether this condition exists in a pre-born baby. And some people will decide to have that done. We decided not to in any of our four children. And so we were not aware that this condition was present in Noah, but we found out after he was born. So
what kind of questions came up when you learned that this would be a different experience for you parenting a child with Down syndrome?
Yeah, that was really sort of a bittersweet moment. We didn't know much about this at all. And my personality is such that my coping mechanism is just to go into overdrive and to sign up for all the programs and read all the books. And of course, we asked all the questions, all the why questions. Why did this happen? And what will this mean for his life moving forward? And how will this impact our life as a family and the lives of our other children? But of course, you know, like the parent of any child and any newborn baby, you would immediately lay down your life for that child, regardless of any disability or condition that you find out about. And of course, that happens so quickly after that baby's born.
Tell us about what education looked like for your son from early childhood all the way up through high school. What did that look like? And maybe perhaps the support you had through that as well.
Well, all of our children went to LCMS schools. So, and that was just, you know, a high priority. I came from LCMS schools. My husband came from LCMS schools. We, you know, big believers in Lutheran education. And so it was a little bit of a hard pill to swallow when we understood that Noah's needs would be such that, you know, they could not be met at an LCMS school and that he would go to a public school. And so, but, you know, God provides and, you know, God has provided for Noah just so many caring people in his life and staff and faculty at the various schools that he has attended. And we've just felt so grateful for the people that God has put into Noah's life. And so people just who are genuinely caring. I would say that Noah was pushed academically until he got to high school. And then at that point, the focus became vocational training. Socially, I would say, you know, that Noah became lonely once his siblings, he's the youngest of four, once his siblings went to college, left for college and became married and have families of their own. And although we could engineer some activities for him, he really did not have much of a social life. And that does continue to be a struggle to this day. And so, you know, having Noah connected with people has been very important after high school.
What did you hope for him, expect for him to be able to do and experience after high school?
Well, I'll tell you that the post-high school time is just, can be very intimidating because it's a proverbial alphabet soup of programs of transition that are really can be difficult to navigate. Of course, what we want for Noah is what all parents want for their children and what most of us would probably say we want for ourselves, which is meaningful work, a purpose in our lives, and the maximum degree of independence and autonomy. And that is what we are advocating for Noah within his potential. And we feel that Noah has a great deal of potential even now. You know, it doesn't come to an end when he graduates from high school or even when he graduates from HESED. And we would say, of course, for the rest of us, when we graduate, if we look back and we think about when we graduated from college, did we continue to grow after that and grow toward our potential? Of course we did. And so, and Noah needs more support to continue to reach his full potential. And that's what we're advocating for him.
Tell us how you learned about Concordia University, Wisconsin and the HESED program.
Well, I became aware of a program at Concordia several years ago, which was known as Able Light College, that resided at CUW. And I believe that originally this was an offshoot of Bethesda. And as time has gone on, now it has evolved into the HESED program. I'm sure Kelly can tell you more about that. And this has been just such a welcome, positive development where the program is more fully integrated into the culture of CUW as opposed to being sort of this separate entity. And so therefore, it lends itself into this bidirectional benefit where students who are specializing in programs like OT and special ed can gain an experience in having exposure to young adults like Noah. And then, of course, at the same time, Noah can get this true college experience and, you know, really get the benefit of living this independent, semi-independent life, which really for him serves as a bridge to, you know, independent life and independent work. So I've known about it for a long time, and we had checked into it. And as time has gone on, it seemed like it seemed to be the right place for Noah.
Now, Kelly, you're director of the HESED transition program at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Tell us about you, your professional experience that you bring to the table for this.
Yeah, so I am a occupational therapist by background. So I have my master's in occupational therapy, and I worked in healthcare for about 20 years, and then I was an OT for 13 years. Kind of right after COVID happened, I transitioned to academics, which is probably many people's stories. But so in 2021, I became a professor here in the OT program at Concordia. And then that kind of transpired when Concordia kind of took on the HESED program under their own, like under the Concordia umbrella. I had the opportunity to be the director of the program. So it's kind of this natural evolving process, but I'm very happy with where I am right now in my career.
Why did you want to come to Concordia? Why did you want to bring what you had to offer to Concordia University, Wisconsin and HESED?
So growing up faith has been very a big part of my life. I went to St. Peter Emmanuel School when I was younger. My children go to parochial school. So integrating the faith aspect into my own occupation as an occupational therapist, and then being able to integrate that into like that faith and learning aspect into that Concordia does is, you know, it just feels very natural. And so then now the HESED program, which the meaning of HESED is putting God's love and kindness and mercy into action, seems very fitting, especially for an occupational therapist. So we, as a OT, we help people with their daily living skills and, you know, actually helping clients and students side by side with them. So, you know, the HESED, the OT, it all just kind of combines really nicely. So
we're going to learn more about the HESED program at Concordia University, Wisconsin, what that looks like, what does it mean, what happens for students in HESED at Concordia University, Wisconsin in just a moment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Only 750 of over 7,000 languages spoken in the world have the full Bible. Lutheran Bible Translators wants to help close the gap in this generation. We can do this with your help. Connect your congregation to the global church by hosting a Bible Translation Sunday, an advocacy event that raises awareness about Bible translation. Lutheran Bible Translators provides ready-to-use service elements, a sermon outline, and more, all designed to fit your church's schedule. Join the movement of Lutheran churches committed to bringing God's word to every language. Visit lbt.org/bts to learn more and sign up for a Bible Translation Sunday. That's lbt.org/bts.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today, we are learning about the HESED program at Concordia University, Wisconsin. We're talking with Professor Kelly Osowski and Kathy Lovelace. Kelly is the director of the HESED program at Concordia University, Wisconsin, and Kathy is parent of Noah, a student and in the HESED program at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Kelly, share with us, what is the HESED program in a nutshell?
So HESED is a Hebrew word that means putting love, God's loving kindness into action. And so the HESED transition program is a 2-year with an optional 3rd-year program for students with intellectual and developmental disabilities to come and take classes, university classes alongside traditional students, as well as our core classes in the HESED program, developing their self-advocacy, vocational readiness, independent living skills, kind of giving them students the tools and the experience of college, preparing them for adulthood.
How does this program build on the previous partnership of Bethesda and Able Light, like we've mentioned?
Yeah, so Concordia it started with Bethesda, I think, in 2014, and then Bethesda transitioned to Able Light in about 2022. And then in the fall of 2023, Concordia kind of took the program under their kind of full entity. So it became a Concordia program, no longer kind of renting it out to a different entity. And by bringing it back to Concordia, it's been a wonderful experience to just bringing back the faith and learning connection to all of our classes with our students. I remember that, you know, just the first day of orientation with all the students and being able to kind of remember what we're really all here for by praying with the students and knowing that God loves all of them and that they have the strength to kind of persevere through. And then just having the support of the student success team and the other staff and faculty in at Concordia has been very helpful. So partnering with the School of Health Professions, having internships there, having the special education department as resources for our students, it's been a wonderful experience since being part of Concordia, this program.
How is the day or week structured? What does that look like for students in the HESED program?
So, like I said, they take 4 core classes, the HESED students. And so that we have their classes structured on Mondays and Wednesdays. And it's kind of all divided out between first-year students, second-year students, third-year students. But our HESED core classes are independent living skills, vocational prep, and vocational exploration. So getting ready for what their job or their vocation will be after graduating from Concordia. And then discovering the potential in leadership classes. So a big part of transition programs is teaching those problem-solving skills. So that's what those leadership and discover your potential classes are for. Self-advocacy, self-determination, learning about kind of setting goals and following through and kind of attaining those goals for themselves. And then also for part of that the core structure of our classes is money matters and digital citizenship. So understanding kind of their digital imprint that they have and understanding, you know, appropriateness with social media and just, you know, using the internet and everything. And then aside from their HESED classes, our students also take university classes. So right alongside traditional CUW students. So they audit those classes, but the expectation, and they all do a great job, is that they attend class and participate, do as much homework or that they're able to. But in their university classes, we have student support advisors that are with this sitting next to the students. So helping them along, either taking notes for them or kind of saying, okay, let's work on this homework assignment today. So they have their HESED classes, their university classes, and then starting in their second semester of their first year, students have internships, either on campus or off campus. So we have students, you know, taking the ride share, which is also part of our curriculum, is learning, you know, how to navigate public transportation, and which they'll do a great job with a little bit of, you know, mentoring along the way. And aside from the academics, we have a very social group of students. So they are attending the social activities and the campus events here on campus and going off campus for social activities. So attending the evening karaoke and so they get to have fun and be college students as well.
It's such a great experience for the students. What are the HESED students prepared for when they complete this education at Wisconsin?
So upon graduation, students, the goal is that they have identified what their strengths are, what their goals are, what their passion is, and that they would be able to have the kind of those soft skills, we call them, to go out and work in an environment where they find meaning and purpose. So, you know, if reading to children is kind of your passion, then let's try to kind of use those strengths and your passion to, you know, find something that you're able to do after graduation. So the goal is that our students graduate and have the skills to have meaningful, purposeful lives and live independently, like in their own apartment, or semi-independently is also a goal. So living with other roommates and having options of places to live.
So Kathy, your son Noah is enrolled in HESED this year. How is this making a difference for your family and for Noah?
Well, I think it's made a really positive difference for Noah. When Noah comes home, he really does seem, well, first of all, he doesn't often want to come home, which is a change that we're happy to see. But when he does, he's definitely more independent and takes more initiative and responsibility. And he's doing his own laundry and navigates his way around, you know, the CUW's sprawling campus there. And he's independently managing his schedule. He's more disciplined about things. And he is, I think, doing really well. He likes his classes, and he is known as has had a couple of internships, but he's very proud of being the manager of the football team there at CUW. And so he enjoys that. And one thing about Noah is he doesn't like to talk about himself a lot. So, and that may be, you know, I guess a similarity that maybe a lot of other parents could have with their college kids. And it's a lot of times like pulling things out of him. And so we don't often get a lot of information directly from Noah. So we have to ask other people, find things out back doorway. So, but objectively speaking, you know, it seems like he's pretty happy, and I think he's thriving there.
How does this change or affect the outlook that you have for Noah as he progresses through the program and graduates? What does that future look like for you as his parent, hoping all the best things for him?
Well, you know, as I think it does, you know, open up possibilities, I would say, and opens our eyes in terms of what his potential is and what we could potentially see for Noah. And, my hope for Noah is that he would live in a semi-independent environment, maybe with a roommate, maybe with somebody coming in to check on him once in a while. And that may be family, that may be someone else, but I think he could do well with that. My hope for him is that he finds a job that helps him interact with people, that he finds good friends and has positive relationship. And so I think he's off to a good start.
Kelly, who is eligible for the HESED program, and what do we need to know to learn more about admission and things like that?
Yeah. So to be eligible to apply for the HESED program, students have to have a high school diploma or a certificate of completion from their high school between the ages of 18 to 25 when they're applying, a diagnosis of an intellectual or developmental disability. So we do have the option of students living on campus or off campus. So, but kind of with the goal of the family being to live independently or semi-independently, and students should be able to kind of manage getting around campus, kind of navigating a college schedule, managing their medications on their own. And then the first step would be, like, if someone was interested, is to schedule a tour of the campus. That's a great way to kind of get to know the environment. So scheduling a tour, and then if it's, you know, after spending time here and meeting us and kind of being in the environment, if it's something that a family feels it would be a good fit, then we start with the application. And the application process involves just uploading the latest IEP from high school. And then from there, students sit down with, it's myself as the director, and then there's three other professional staff members. And so sitting down with the student and then the family just to kind of get to know them a little bit better. So we do like an interview to talk about goals and kind of what their daily life is like now, what they're kind of foreseeing for the future, to make sure it's a good fit for the family, the student, and for everybody. So.
And how can we learn about tuition and other things that we would need to know for that process?
Yeah. So that's a important piece of it. So the tuition is, like, there's state funding. It's called like IRIS funding, or there, if you have like long-term care, if your students are in a long-term care program or a Medicaid program, that is accepted here at Concordia to help pay for the tuition. So that's a great resource. Usually that's where we point families right away, is to kind of, you know, go to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services to get that application started for the funding piece of things. And then, you know, also we've had some scholarships that we've been able to provide to students. Some, it doesn't cover the entire cost of the tuition, but we're very grateful for those scholarships that we're able to provide to families, because it is an investment
in
their future.
How can we learn more about HESED at Concordia University, Wisconsin, and find the admission information?
So you can go to www.cuw/HESED, and HESED is HESED. And from there, you can apply right from there. You can schedule a tour of the campus or just kind of get some more information. So,
very good. cuw.edu/HESED. That's HESED. Our guest today, Professor Kelly Osowski. She's director of HESED Transition Program at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
And Kathy Loveless, parent of Noah, current student in HESED at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Kathy, thank you so much for being our guest.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.